And welcome. You're listening to Chris Ann, and this is Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And tonight we're going to be talking about the weekly predictions for the very first week in May of 2020. And let's see, what does this week have in store for us? So I am using the Mystic Art Medicine Oracle deck. And I'm going to pull some cards. And then when I'm done pulling some cards, I'm going to make some suggestions on what are the crystals that are good for us to work with and carry for the week going forward. So first of all, the first card that I pulled is the card of discernment. Now, when this card comes up, it is saying you need to be rooted and grounded on what it is that you truly want. And you need to know, what is it that you truly want so you can make an appropriate decision, an appropriate judgment based on that? It is okay to use your higher knowledge, your intuition, your psychic senses, and see what other information is coming in when you root and ground into what it is that you actually want. The next card I've pulled going forward is the card of Ascended Masters. When this card comes up, it says you are ready and they are ready for you to contact your higher guides. And many say, how do you do that? The best way to do that is, well, there's a couple of ways. You can either do a psychic reading, get a psychic reading. You can do a meditation. A lot of times your guides, your loved ones, etc., are contacting you through your dreams. So pay attention to those messages that are coming in. You know, I like to say that a lot of times when you're driving in the car and you're listening to the radio, and if you're flipping through station, sometimes pay attention to those messages. And you don't know what I mean until you know what I mean. If you hear a line from a song and then you change the channel, you get another line from a different song, or maybe a line from the same song, or the DJ says something on the radio and it just kind of all fits. It's just, sometimes it's quite bizarre, but it's really cool. So pay attention to that as well. But this card is saying that the Ascended Masters, the higher guides, are ready to come in and help you. The Ascended Masters may not necessarily be your guides, but they are ready to guide you, is what this card is saying. The next card I'm pulling is the card of balance. We all need a little reminder, especially this week, on you need to find the appropriate balance within your life between work and family and playtime and hobbies, and all of that type of stuff has to take equal balance. You know, taking care of you is just as important as taking care of others. So finding that balance, and this is a good week that, yes, you have permission to be able to focus on finding that balance. The last card I'm going to pull from this deck is the card of Sacred Union. When this card comes up, it is saying, connect with your guides. This is another guides card. Connect with your guides and find that balance. Another balance card. Find that balance in working in unison with your higher self, with your guides, and being able to understand that that union of you and all that you bring and all that you represent is a way for you to find your voice for this week moving forward. Trusting that gut instinct within and knowing all those parts of you are coming forward to find your voice this week and say what it is that you want, need, and desire going forward. So this is a very psychic week, finding our voice week, and paying attention week. Very, very cool. Now, let's talk about the crystals going forward for this week. So if you've listened to me before, welcome back. I appreciate it. If you haven't, what I do is I get a list of crystals before I start my podcast. I download a list of crystals, and then we kind of go from there. So these are the crystals that I downloaded before I started the podcast. So the first one for this week is the Stone of Rose Quartz. Rose Quartz is your very basic stone of love. But in this case, it is one that's going to help you with self-love and self-acceptance. So the way that you can use rose quartz this week is you can put it under your pillow. You can put it under your bed. You can carry it on the left-hand side of your body. That will bring the energy of rose quartz in. Because we're talking about this week, the rose quartz is for ourselves. So we need that love energy for ourselves going forward. The next stone, and rose quartz is a lovely pink, easily accessible stone. It is very, very affordable. You can find it anywhere. It is on my website, but you can find it at any crystal shop or metaphysical shop, maybe near you as well. Lithium quartz, still a relatively easy stone to find. Any crystal shop should have it. Little more expensive than rose quartz, still very affordable if you get a smaller piece. Lithium quartz is one that is going to help you to balance the physical body, the spiritual body. You know, we were talking about finding our balance this week. This is such an appropriate crystal for this. Lithium quartz is a calming stone that is helping you to connect to that innermost part of you and find that inner peace, that inner calm as well. It is a great stone for insomnia as well. Now, I'm not a doctor. Please seek advice from doctors, you know, etc. But lithium quartz is one that you can carry on the left-hand side, because you want to bring calm in. Left-hand side brings the energy in. You want to bring that calm in. And lithium quartz is a great one, especially paired with rose quartz. So lithium quartz, left-hand side, is another one also you can use under your pillow. And, you know, I don't talk enough about sticking them under your pillows or under your bed, but both of these two would be very effective for this week going forward. Lithium quartz typically comes in a quartz point, and it can have a little bit of pink to it, a little bit of clear. Sometimes you get a little bit of brown, a little bit of gray, but typically there's a pink hue to the lithium quartz as well. The next stone is azurite. Azurite is a very much more expensive stone. It is not on the cheaper end. You can find it. That's a crystal shop stone as well. And azurite is a lovely blue. It's a deeper blue stone. Azurite is one that's going to help you connect with that inner guidance, with that inner intuition. It is going to help you recognize some things that may have happened in a past life and how that's correlating to what is going on now. So pay attention to your dreams if you're using azurite. It allows that inner voice to come to the surface. So in the cards, when we were talking about finding our voice, azurite is one that is really going to be beneficial for that. This is one that I would carry on the left-hand side as well to bring that energy in. Azurite is one that you will definitely want like its own little special pouch if you have a smaller piece. Sometimes you can get a larger piece and you can put that on the left-hand side of your bed on your nightstand, for instance. But if you are lucky enough to get a small piece that you can carry, it does come in a tumbled form as well. If it's tumbled, it's perfectly fine just to put in a little pouch with the other stones. But if it's raw, I would put it in its own pouch, just as an FYI, so you can protect it. But that is a left-hand side stone as well to bring that energy in. The next stone that we're going to talk about for this week is peacock ore or bornite. You might see it in both names. Peacock ore is a really pretty stone. Kids are always enamored with peacock ore, and big kids alike. With peacock ore, it has sort of like a bluish, purplish tinge to it. It's a funky energy. I'm calling it a crystal in quotes. So yeah, check that stone out. Look it up, definitely. Just look up peacock ore. It's really pretty if you're not familiar with it. But it enhances that inner intuition. It helps with all of that. It also is really good for you to trust those psychic abilities that we all have within us. And it helps that development. It helps that support of that spiritual side of us. So this is a great stone to carry on the left-hand side as well. The next stone that is great for us this week going forward is... I didn't say peacock ore is fairly easy to find. Azurite is a little bit harder to find. Peacock ore is a relatively inexpensive stone. The next stone that we're talking about is red jasper. That is a relatively inexpensive stone, very easy to come across as well. Red jasper is a very grounding stone. When we were talking about the cards, we were talking about grounding into what it is that you want, need, and desire for this week. And that is what red jasper is wonderful to help you nurture that as you recognize what it is that you want to ground into. It is helping to balance that sort of yin yang and balance your aura as well. It can help give you a little bit boost of energy, a little boost of that vitality that we all kind of need, especially for this week going forward. So this one, red jasper, is going to help us ground into what it is that we want. Left-hand side stone as well. Easy to find, relatively inexpensive. The next one is lepidolite. Now, lepidolite has a very high lithium content, like lithium quartz. So it's, I noted that it was kind of interesting that we're getting double bang for our buck with two lithium-based stones for this week. So lepidolite is one of the very few natural purple stones that are out there. It is a relatively inexpensive stone as well. But yeah, it does have like a 98% lithium quality to it, meaning it is helping you with calm and balance as well. And it also is helping you transition into what it is that you need to be doing. This one also can help you with insomnia as well. So it's okay to put under your pillow. And when I say put under your pillow, I mean, make sure it's safe, that there's no children or pets that will consume these stones, because these aren't safe to be consuming. So you can tape them behind your bed or stick them under your bed if that's safer. Or I've sold pillowcases that have little pouches attached to them, so you can do that too. But lepidolite is a really pretty purple stone that has little like mica flecks kind of in it. And it's very, very calming and balancing. And I noticed that when people are drawn to this one, that's kind of the energy. The stone picks them. That's the energy that they need. They need to embrace that calm and find that balance. You know, we were talking about that in the cards. And when you find that balance, lithium quartz is one that will help support. Lepidolite is one that will help support that in combination with the lithium and the rose quartz. So this is really kind of a really cool combo of stones for this week. So the rose quartz, the lithium quartz, the azurite, peacock ore, the red jasper, and the lepidolite. Relatively easy stones to find, azurite being your most expensive of the bundle here. But the rest of them are relatively inexpensive. The entire bundle is a left-hand side carry. So you can either get a little pouch, stick it in your pocket, stick it on the left-hand side of your bra. If you always carry your purse on that side, stick them in your purse, put them on the left-hand side of your bed, the left-hand side of your desk, etc. But these are definitely, you want to bring in that calm energy. And the left-hand side of the body does that. So if you have any problems finding stones, you can always go to my website. I do have crystals for sale on my website. And if there's something you're interested in that you don't see, please feel free to contact me, because I have many, many, many more than what is on the website. And the website is the name of the show, Elemental Energies with ChrisAnn.com. So you can just check that out. But I also have some really big, exciting news. And I am going to be starting in June of 2022, I am going to be doing a monthly subscription that will give you weekly classes. So I will be doing live classes via Zoom every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States. If you are not able to view the classes and participate in the classes live on Mondays, they will be sent to you, because they're all going to be recorded, and they will be sent to you within 24 hours of the class being concluded. Now, what am I going to be doing for classes? It's really cool. I'm super excited. So the first Monday of every month, there's always going to be a crystal theme. So we're going to be talking all things crystals every Monday, the first Monday. The second Monday of the month, different manifesting techniques. The third Monday of the month is going to be different divination techniques. And the fourth Monday of the month is going to be a guided meditation. And then the fifth Monday of the month is going to be some metaphysical craft. There's not many fifth Mondays of the month. There's only a few within the year, but we're going to be doing some craft that you can use. So I do have plans to do like a crystal grid and show you how I paint a crystal grid. So this is a monthly subscription. If you are an early bird and you sign up before the end of May 2020, you get locked in at the price of $35 a month, and you also get a bonus of a free download of my guided meditation that I have created, and that is a meditation CD, but you get a digital download of that. As long as you are a member, you will be locked in at the price where you initially signed up at. If you lapse and you can't do a month, then you go to the price of what it is currently. So after my first 3 months of offering this, the price is going to go up. So you get a bonus of my digital download of CD if you sign up by the end of May 1st. But if you sign up before September 1st of 2022, you get locked in at that price of $35 a month if you continue to pay every month. And I am planning to do this indefinitely, and you get locked in at that price indefinitely. Afterwards, it's going to be going up to $40 a month, and I anticipate it will go up from there. But here's the other thing. While you're a member, you get to view those classes as many times as you want. And you get to view, maybe you missed, or you want to review, 2 months ago I did a crystal talk and you want to go back and review that. You have access to all of those classes for as long as you are a member. So, lots of benefits. And I'm also going to be sending out monthly coupons for those that are a member to purchase different things or to receive different things from my website. So if you are interested, you can purchase this at my website, which is Elemental Energies with ChrisAnn.com. ElementalEnergiesWithChrisAnn.com. So check out my website for more information. And as always, if you ever have any questions on anything, you're welcome to reach out and email me or get in touch or however you need to get in touch. I'm available. So I will be posting this information on the Facebook page, Elemental Energies with Chris Ann, on my Twitter page, which is, Instagram. I'll be posting it on, I'm not going to be posting on Twitter. I will be posting on Instagram, Chris Ann 1234. And so you can check out the information on the website, on social media. And, you know, as always, if you have questions, feel free to reach out. And I am super excited for this next new adventure coming up, because this is something that I'm planning to do indefinitely. And the classes will be live every Monday, except if I have, you know, like a medical appointment for my son that needs to happen, then I will have a pre-recorded class. But I am certainly hoping I don't need to have a lot of pre-recorded classes. But, you know, life happens. So there will be a couple pre-recorded classes. But the other thing that I'm going to be doing, and I forgot to mention this, that I am going to be doing live Q&As every single month. And those will not be on Mondays. Most likely those will be on weekends. And those will be live Q&As for questions that you have about the classes that we've talked about or classes that are coming up. And those will be approximately 20 minutes live Q&As that you can chime in about. And all of this will take place via Zoom. Well, I'm super excited, and I hope to see you all there, because this is a really fun new adventure for me. I have taught for many, many, many years, and maybe you have attended my classes. I've done small classes, and I've done multiple huge, large to 300 people classes. So I am really looking forward to this. And the other thing that I like about this platform is it can be international, and it doesn't have to exclude somebody who isn't able to attend in person. So this is a really bigger platform that has bigger potential. So please pass on the information. I would be very, very grateful, and I would appreciate it. So I hope to see you all there. And I wish you well for this week going forward. And as always, I'm Chris Ann, and you're listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. Be free.